I'd like to discuss today the halacha lemaisa of Amir La'akum Bikablonus Bitalush. Things that are not of a mechuber nature, not like houses or things that are to be attached to houses, to be built into houses, which also have a din of mechuber. When you see that by mechuber, there's a more chumradik approach to that by the Peskim. But by talush, things that are just items. Yeah, handheld items. Or items that we'll talk about. We'll start maybe with David Shaila. But items that are talush, they're not mechuber lekarka. What's the din in terms of kablonus? And we started already, when we started a couple of weeks ago, we saw that the side of Amir Lenochri and Shabbos, the side of the Isser, assuming you don't learn from the Pasuk and you only say it's an Asmachta from the Pasuk, rather you say it's Amir La'akim Shvus, like the Gemara in Shabbos says, and in other places, and like the Mishabura concluded that most places can hold Amir La'akim is only Midrabbanon. And we said that the Lashon of the Rishayim, we saw Rashi in several places, and that's how the Shulchan Aruch says it, that it's considered a shlichus. Right in Reish Mem Gimel Sif Aleph, that's the lashon that the Mishabur, the Shulchan Aruch uses. There he's talking about a case of a Maris Ayin, but again, the Maris Ayin is that he thinks Oisah Shlichusay Shel Yisrael. If you look at Reish Mem Gimel Mishabur Sif Katan Hey, Bishlichusay Shel Yisrael, Reish Mem Gimel. Second simon in Hilchos Shabbos, and Sifkon Hey Bishluchusay Shayshol Vezel Iser Gomer Kamei Shomer Mekama Mekaymes Tamir Lein Yudi Shvus. And the Mishmura holds, like he quotes and cites in the Sharetzim, Vasimchu Akra Dukom Alachaloy Yosabem Loiksev Leisas Laram Zafir Adeichem Lo Yase. Okay, next thing we'll wait about Macho. We can wait for another time, but that's clear. And so we said the way we touched it up was that. Not shlichus from the din of actually he's a shliach, because a guy really can't be a shliach. And even though the Gemara seems to say that l'chumra, k'pon rishayin, and learning the Gemara, l'chumra we say shlichus, the way we teach that up to mean is that the Amir la'akim is isa d'rabbanon, like the reasons that the Rambam said, shouldn't be Shabbos, shouldn't be light in a person's eyes, and he may come to do things himself, if he can have always all of his things taken care of by somebody else, who's not mitzvah on Shvisa Shabbos, so I may come to do it myself, and therefore they asked Amir la'akum. But what's the gedder? When did they asked it or not? So we said the gedder is shlichus, and it's when the guy is considered my shliach, when he's doing my work, when he's doing the work of the Israel, that's when they asked it. My she'enkein, when he's considered doing the work of the guy in his own work, what the terminology in the Pesachim is adaita denafshe, if he's doing his own work, then it's going to be Aser. And that's when they said it's Aser. Now, it's not only, Amir Lakum we see, is not only when you just ask the guy a favor, you know, could you come into my house and turn this light on? Right? I'm not paying him for it, he's just doing me a favor. Right? And then maybe there you say, well, he's my shliach because he's like doing my work. But let's say I pay him. I'm paying him. Well, if he's paying him, he's doing it for himself, because he's doing it to make money. So you see, there's a very subtle difference that even though he's getting paid, and he's certainly only doing the work, not out of the goodness of his heart, not because he wants to benefit the Jew, he only wants to get a paycheck, or he wants to get cash in his pocket. And that's why he's doing the work. Afal Pikain, that's considered the Meleches Yisrael. When he's a Schir Yoim, we'll see those cases, Schir Meleches Yisrael. But when he's doing it on his own time, when he decides when to do it, and I made up with him to do the job, that's considered adaita denafshe. And that's the category basically of kablonus. So that's what we're going to discuss today. Where the guy is a kablon, We discussed last week, Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, the guy is a Kablan, even by Malachas Mechubar. And the Rabbeinu Tam wanted to be Mati, even Malachas Mechubar, to build a house, Ayideh Guy, because it's Kablanus. And he's doing it at Daitid and Afshi, he's doing it on his own when he decides to work. He wants to work on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Shabbos. That's his prerogative, and therefore it's no concern of Amir L'Akam. The most Rishonim argued on that. We have to see why they argued on it. But in terms of Kablonus, which he's doing, Adaita Denafshe, and it's Meleches Talush, then we find that many, many cases are Mutter, except for certain Gedarim, which sort of pitfalls that a person has to be careful about not to get into a Shaila of Amir La'akum. So again, to start off with, let's say with David's Shaila. Let's say person's car breaks down on... This is David Shaila now.
It happened to... Things that are clear in the Shulchan Aruch. You know, clear in the Shulchan.
David doesn't like things that are like just straight Shulchan Aruch. He likes it with a twist. As a matter of fact, his Shaila was a real Shaila. His Shaila was like this. His car broke down on Monday morning. And he took it into the mechanic, and there was a line of cars before him, and they said, we go in order. We take first come, first serve basis. So we don't know when we're going to get to your car. So David asked him, could you do me a favor, could you just wait till Friday, and then, because I want to have a Shaila, if it's mutter or not. So that's what we did. We switched the case to Friday. Friday morning, the guy, your car breaks down, you bring to the mechanic, and he says, listen, there's 15 cars ahead of you. Okay. Now, when do you need your car back? You need a Matzei Shabbos. You want to drive with it on Matzei Shabbos already. You know, like, oh, Monday morning I'll get it back. No, I need it for Sunday. I need a Matzei Shabbos. You need it right after Shabbos. And you want to give it in, and he's going to fix it. Now, a mechanic certainly is a kablan. Even though, and this is very tricky, because this we just mentioned before. Why is he a kablan? How does he charge? Charging me by the hour, right? Depending on how many hours he works, that's what he's charging. But the teretz is, he's just deciding on what the price of fixing the car is by how many hours he works, right? The proof of that is that if he works 4 hours on the car and he says, well, I've worked 4 hours on the car, but I didn't fix anything, right? I'm not going to pay him. So he bases the price on how many hours he's going to put into it. Either he could estimate it, or after the fact he says, okay, charging you $95 an hour for labor, and then he puts it down. But what he's charging me for is the job. And as he's taking responsibility to return to me a fixed car.
Also, the prices are known. I think that's part of it, too. I mean, the prices are known. It's kitzpah, right? There's a kitzpah to it, meaning that labor costs this much, parts cost this much. I mean, you could, right? There has to be kitzpah to it, also. Not that it's completely open-ended. I think.
Yeah, I think you need that. You have to say that because there's a lashon of the Mishnah Brura that says that you made up with him a price. Now, a lot of times you'll go into a mechanic, you make up a price, right? So why is that a stipulation of a price? You didn't say how much. You just rely on him. So the answer is that that's what he's saying, because since everybody knows this type of industry is known, there is a set price, and really he's just taking the job to do, it's considered kablonos, and therefore me'ikar adin is mutter.
And then later he says, in other places it's kitzpah, because you know what the prices are.
What were you saying? What were you reading?
Here he says, that the Mishmar says that, Rishon Beis.
Yeah.
In Kotzas,
yeah.
Sakid Dua, Philosphia. In Hitna, and then he says in Rishon Zayin, right, that the letters were there. In Hitna, Imo Shiten, Lo Sparvi, Spasher, Imo, Acho Pisho, Perish, Kama, Yiten, Lo Dino, Kekaza. He doesn't say, he says someone else kiss when I
do. Yeah, I mean, it's a funny case. Like, what's the other choice?
No, but that's like,
he thinks I'm not paying him?
No. It could be that.
There's a stipulation which says, I want you to do a job. That's what he means to say.
Right, no, but you're looking at it, I think you're looking at it today with consumer protection, because I don't want to bring too much into it. you can't just tell people, give it to me and I'll charge you later. But this time and earlier, that could happen. You just said, give it to me, I'll make it for you, and you only found out later what you were paying.
Right.
It doesn't happen to us today. So almost everything is cut. So there's almost no cases that we ever deal with.
So he says it in Reish Nun Beis, Sifkan Yudala, Damish Abuv, Zman Azeh, Kelem Lekoybe, Stoma Dine Kekotzes, the Kitzbosa Yudua.
Right, which wasn't true 100 years ago. That's not 200 years ago.
L'chein, ha-mini poshlin, ha-ber Shabbos ha-melech ha-sheicha.
And see, Kitzbosa Yudua, that's saying you know sort of what the price is going to be, even...
No, but look now, Yud Ches. The Mishra says, ha-chein shalai hisnam yisof ayus tzcharei, in Yud Ches. V'ayini Yehudim mitzapa l'tashim tzcharei, osir. If you didn't promise you're going to pay him, right? So here, when you bring it in, you promise you're going to pay. So that's why you don't.
No, but it has to be. But that's not enough. That's the thing I'm saying. If there was some kind of a problem today, which I don't know that there is, who you just give it to him and he tells you what you're going to pay after you finish it, it's against the law here. So, but that could have happened when he didn't have that the government looking after that. That person would not be considered katzat. That would not be katzat stamo, even though he's a kabbal. But we don't deal with that kind of thing. It doesn't exist today. You walk in somebody, they must tell you an estimate, and they must tell you what labor costs, and they must tell you what, you know, the prices.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, but even though that's not the reality, they don't.
No,
they don't. So what's the pshat? So you have to say that since it's your dua,
right?
Basically, how much it will be is considered as if you were katzatz. So that's what it's saying. In order to be considered a kablon, that the guy is considered a kablon, that he's a contractor, he's being hired for the job as opposed to just to work for me for a certain amount of hours. Rather, he's doing the job for me. That's what makes a mutter. That's what makes a daita the nafshe. If he is accepted to do this job, to build this house, to clean this suit, to fix this car, so then it's considered as if it's his work that he's doing now. And that's why it's mutter me'ikar adin. It could be a maris ayin issue, but the me'ikar adin is mutter.
What does it matter if he's accepted the job, whether it was katzatz or not katzatz?
So that's what we say now.
Why does that matter?
Because it's not considered that he's taking on the job unless he knows, first of all, that he's going to be getting paid. And then I'm accepting that I'm doing this, now it's my job, now it's my responsibility. Once it's given over to him and his responsibility, and that only happens when he knows that he's getting paid at the end, and there's been a set price, so then he's considered a kabbalah.
Would you make it a little bit easier for him? That's true. He said on Erev Shabbos, right? You don't have to be. You don't have to have cuts on Erev Shabbos.
No, Shabbos. There are mostly.
Why? If you give it to him on Wednesday,
he says,
or if you hire someone on Wednesday,
he says we have no cuts on Oster Erev Shabbos.
And Rama goes on to say, "If you're a is a betevis, I'm not talking about Lemelish. I'm not feeling nothing like coming of Neshavas."
Yeah,
right, that's from where we didn't. Where was it?
Right.
Okay, so again, we didn't finish the Shaila. Shaila is the first car broke down on Erev Shabbos. You bring it to the mechanic. The mechanic says, "I have 15 cars ahead of you. I don't foresee getting to it before Shabbos. I don't foresee getting to your car before Shabbos." So is it mutter to leave it there and allow him to do it or not? And if he does it, is it mutter then to take it back and use the car? Do I have to wait a certain amount of time? If I pass by the garage on Shabbos and I see him working on my car, do I have to go over to him with a sledgehammer and be meicha and stop him? That's all part of the shilas.
That you're Shabbos to use
the sledgehammer. It's a klisha malakta leis.
There were two mechanics there, and one of them, as I'm walking out, says, "I'll see what I can do for you." And find that the rule's not so strict that they always go blind, right?
Ah, so one of them said he could bump you up on the line.
Right.
Okay? Because he sees that you need it, and you told him that really, Motzei Shabbos, I have to get out for the boys' masper program, Motzei Shabbos, at 6:30, so I need my car back.
And I had my Torah Academy Girls High School magnet.
Ah, so to add to the Shaila, right, it's since there was a magnet of the Jewish school, is that considered that everybody knows now that it is a Jewish? There are some people in our community that have on their cars, on top of the cars, they have like a... an eight prong. Yeah, it's only certain seasons that they have it. So, would you consider that, you know, a Jew's car because it's a menorah on top?
It'll fit when you lift the lift.
If somebody here joins Hatzalah now, Philadelphia.
Ah, they have a Hatzalah symbol. Okay. So we start here. We'll open the Rishon Bay. Let's start Rishon Bay Siv Beis. Rishon Bay Siv Beis. Here we see when we're talking about a dover that's talush. Means you give an item that you're giving in to the guy. Siv Beis and Rishon Beis. The Mechaber writes, Mutar Litein Begodov L'Kobes Eini Yehudi. You're allowed to give in clothing to a launderer, the Oris La'abdon, or hides to a tanner, some like a sheikh, even right before Shabbos. This is Beis Hillel Shita and Yudzayinu and Beis in the Mishnah. Im kotzatz le'domim, if you stipulated a price. Or he's doing it out of a favor, but again, not because of the goodness of his heart, but Nishmur explains, because either he had done a favor previously, or he's hoping to get something in exchange. So again, it's considered adaita d'nafshei, he's doing it for his own personal benefit, not just as a favor for the Jew. So that's number one. That you see, that you're allowed to do that as long as it's a kablon, you will cut satz domim, it's mutter.
That's all again, some of the sheikh has cut satz. Meaning that you don't need cut satz if it's not some of the sheikh. No, right, if I give it on Wednesday, again, every kabbalah that we have today is katzatz, I agree. But
yeah.
If it was such a thing as a kabbalah was on katzatz, I could give it to him on Wednesday without katzatz.
What's the case?
There may not be a case today, but let's say if there were, like, I'll go to Afghanistan. Kabbalah, you're not katzatz, right? So then I could give it on Wednesday. I can't give it some of the hasheicha because that looks like I'm telling him, mamish, do it to my shlichus. That's exactly what he's saying. So the katzatz is only an absolute where it's some of the hasheicha or erev Shabbos.
Yeah. Right. So nowadays again, you need it to be a kablon. How do you be a kablon that he's accepting to the job and your katzatz dumb? You have in Reish Mem Dalid.
He says, "No, young Lasoka Shabbos." And you say, if by implication, you're telling you, you need it on.
We'll see. We'll get to that. Reish Mem Dalit, Sif Aleph, he says, Poisek Imo Eini Yehudi. Pirish Masne, you stipulate with him, you make a condition with any Yehudi, Al HaMalacha. V'koytzeitz Domim. V'hoyni Yehudi Oysa La'atzmoy. And then, V'ava Bishu Oysa B'Shabbos, it's Mutter. This is Kablonus, Mishibur explains. Kablonus is Mutter. Shemasne Imo, Sivkon Aleph and Mishibur. Shemasne Imo, Shiyaseloi, Eze Malacha, B'schar Dover Kotsu. You want him to do some work. You want him to fix your car. And you may go b'schar dover kotzuv, or there's a known amount, like we said. Okay, so this is mutter.
So Taka, why do you...
This, the Sharetzin says we're talking about tolush. That's why I bring this case of Reish Mem Dalet. It's only mutter when it's a dover tolush. Okay, so that's the first din. And the second thing is that even when you already accomplished that he's only a kablan, and you're going to pay him a certain amount, and therefore it'll be mutter, there's a checklist, I would say. A checklist that we have to be careful about. Number one, is he a kablan? Am I just hiring per hour? Like sometimes a cleaning lady would be per hour. You hire them for a certain amount of hours on Shabbos. They're a schir yayim. They're doing your work. And it is, you're just paying him to be there to do your work, and you're paying them per hour. A secretary is in that category. And they've just paid by the hour to do any work that has to be done. A kablon means you're paying them for the job. They're accepting to do a job. Once they're accepting to do the job, it's considered a daita d'nafshei. It's their work now. So you have to have a kablon. It's a hiring for the job, and it has to be the yukotzatz damim in this case. Even when you have that, it has to be that he's not doing it based on your Yerushalmi, which has been part of the tesis that we learned, that it has to be not in the base Yisrael. So even though I hired him for the job, and it's an item in my house that's very hard to move out of the house, and he says, listen, I'll come whenever it is. It's in your garage. I'll come and just whenever I have time, I'll come and fix it. So he comes, pulls up his truck on Shabbos afternoon. I never told him to do it. He's coming to do it himself, but it's on my property. It's going to be usher. And here you will get into a big problem when you talk about the question of mechuber. You have, let's say, you know, if you have a plumber coming to fix something in your house, you have an electrician coming to fix something in your house. Obviously, he can't take it to his shop. He has to do it on premises. That'll be an issue of not having it in Beis Yisrael. If it's in Beis Yisrael, then you have another issue. What's that issue? You have an issue of Marasayim. So again, Kablan, you took care of the Ikar HaDin, but you have Parmasayim. So if you continue Reish Mem Dalet here, Bamedvar Mamurim, when does it mutter that you have a Kablan and your kites is done? Bamedvar Omerim Bitsina. That's if it's in private. She'ein makir makol shazu amalach anazir b'shabes shal Yisrael. He, that people don't know that it's a Jew's work that's being done. Avlam ha'isi yudum for semes. But if it was known that this was a Jew's work, shaharoyes and uvidi aitzeik einu yodea shekotzatz. If somebody sees the non-Jew doing work and he doesn't know that he made up, he's a kablan. Then it will be usher to do. The Bir Halacha over here, as a Shaila, the Gra seems to say that is the first Bir Halacha in Reish Mem Dalet, Bitsina. And the Gra seems to say that it's not only enough not in the Jew's house, but it actually has to be in the Goy's house. And the Nafkamina would be, let's say it's out in the open. And it's not in the guy's house, but it's not in my house either, but it's out in the open. And as Bitsina, the guy in his medayik, it has to be behind closed doors, and as the nobody could see it, no passerbys could see it. Well, in our case, if you have the car repair, if you have the garage down the block, a place where on Shabbos Jews travel by and pass by, and they could see your car over there, right? Certainly, if it's a known car, let's say you have the van. It says Shalom Catering right across the side of the van. Right, everybody knows whose it is, and you see being worked on Shabbos. Would that be mutter or not? So the
ray that we're worried about is Yisrael, obviously.
Yeah,
we're not worried about it. Shabbos today, right? Are you worried because? No, you haven't had the kutzat chum, right?
Uh huh. Kutzat chum, why? Because nobody sees it.
Right, but you're now driving on Shabbos everywhere. So is there such a hetter chutzat chum anymore? Because there's always a raya.
Ah, yeah. You think because
there's nowhere where there's
non-religious
not
Jews
right.
will also drive? Yeah, 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 yeah. So that's true. That's true. They speak about that case. Yeah, in economy. They speak about that case.
But G-A-G-H-S on.
Yeah, no, in economy. But
yeah.
Right.
And you may not have that right.
It'll be a bigger problem.
Yeah,
it's a big problem. Yeah, you're saying because then everybody knows that it's a Jew's car. Yeah, yeah. You're saying even if he's way out, he's not even in the neighborhood. He's in West Philadelphia.
So, right.
But still, people.
But still, some fried
right.
working in the garage for you know. Right. I mean,
right.
You have it's changed the whole picture. It's changed.
Right. Right. So when the Aftzina, so Mishabura says here, I'm looking at the Bialoch, I'm Mishabura, I'm Biragro, Shatzayan Azeh Yishalmi Anal Shabbatolosh, Bebeseh Yisrael Davka. The Bebeseh Yisrael Yehudi Davka. It has to be in his house. Like the case we're talking about, he does it out in the open, but it's not in his house. Afshi Melech is Tolosh, even though he's just working on a car, he's working on a piece of furniture, he's working on cleaning a garment. Shein Yedua Shuhishal Yisrael. But people don't know it's a Jew's. So he's not talking about our case where you know that it's the car of a Jew. She's cleaning a regular suit. Now, if he's cleaning somebody's talus out in the open, okay, usually they don't do that in the open. Yeah, they don't that. They don't do so much in the open. But in the case of a car, so if it's just a car that has there's no apparent simanim that this is a Jew's car, that's the shaila between do you need it has to be davke in the guy's house or even for hesya. And the Mishnah Berurah concludes, the Bialoche concludes that as long as nobody knows it's the Jews, it will be mutter, even though it's out in the open. So a stam car in a mechanic shop, even though he's doing it out in the open, Mishnah Berurah says it'll be mutter. Sinna doesn't have to be necessarily that it's behind closed doors. But what's clear is that he can't do it in the Beis Yisrael. He can't do it in the Jew's house. And again, even though this is something that was made up beforehand, and the guy now wants to come on Shabbos to do it, it's still Aser. What's the reason it's Aser? So if you go back to Reish Nun Beis, Reish Nun Beis Siv Beis again, this is the case of giving the clothing into the cleaners. So in the old versions of Mishnah Berurah, it's on page Yud Ches.
Still Yud Zayin.
But you're still Yud Zayin.
No, it's still Yud Zayin.
Vehu, so he says, Vehu shalo yoyim aloy lasis b'Shabbos. When is a mutter to give in the clothing? You didn't tell him to do it on Shabbos. Vegam shiyaso in Yehudi amalacha b'beisoy. That's more mashmal like the grah, as opposed to the Biralach. Okay, but Yehushiyasa beisoy, and Yud beisoy, it has to be done in the guy's house. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sefkan Yud Zayin, beisoy, Ratzaloy Mashaloy beis Yisrael. Meaning it has to be out of the Jew's house. Why? The Oz Mechsi Kiilu Hu Oise Beshlichus Yisrael. So that's the concern always. If a guy is in my house and he's doing work, it's always viewed as if he's doing my work. There's always a Maris Ayin issue, he's doing my work. Meaning to say that I told him to do the work over here, or I hired him to do the work over here. And it's not viewed as he's doing his own work. Because of Achayodim, the Bebeis Yisrael Osra, Afilu Mudavar, Shemini Kol B'nei Yoyel Lutni B'Kablonus. This is an added Chumrah. Even let's say my car is broken down and it's in my driveway. That's where it broke down. And therefore I need the guy to come with his tow truck and take it away, or come with AAA has to come and fix it on the spot. Right? And I call them on Thursday. And then they first show up on Saturday morning, the truck, right? So it's on bait into property of the Yid. Even though it's something that called b'nei year litna b'kablonis v'liyasi l'mishn de b'shiryem, people are not going to think I'm just hiring. Everybody knows AAA is that, you know, I pay him for the year. You know, he's a kablon. Still, gamkein osu mitam zed the yomru shetziveyu lasis b'shabbos. Chayadim kozur in this chumra that people will still think that I told him to do this on Shabbos. So on in Beis Yisrael, on your person's property, it's going to be very seldom when it'll be mutter to have the guy do it. So that's number one. Any kablan that's going to be mutter has to be that it's off my premises.
But it's a chumra on top of the halacha. I mean, it's a halacha.
This is only, yeah, it's only a Maris Ayin issue. Mikra Adin was mutter, and even when everybody knows the kablan, it's still the Maris Ayin. The Chayim says it's still Maris Ayin.
You would have to lose for that chumra, the Chayim, you have to lose money. Let's say. What if the guy's coming out and saying that I'm going to, either somehow he has a way of charging you, or they're delivering furniture, I don't know what, they're going to put it in the store. You have to lose money for that. I get for the halacha, yes, but let's say for the, or maybe even not for, I don't know, from our side in general, but certainly for a chumra like that, would you have to lose money?
In Reish Mem Dal, he's asking like this. Let's say the car repair you called on Thursday shows up on Shabbos morning and they want to fix it. And they say, you know, we're going to charge you anyway for our coming out. And then when we come back on Monday, we're going to charge you again. So what's the halach over there? So in Reish Mem Dalid, look at Reish Mem Dalid.
Over the house.
Siv Gimel. Now here's a little bit different because again we're talking about Mechuber over here. We're trying to differentiate between Mechuber and Tolish. Here in Siv Gimel, in Banu Eina Yehudi the Israel Bais B'Shabbos. B'Isser, he built it anyway. He wasn't supposed to and he did it anyway. Nochen L'Achmash Le'Kansu Boi. You shouldn't use that house. I told him he shouldn't do this. He shouldn't work on Shabbos. And he did it anyway. Not such an uncommon thing. I told him not to do it and he did it anyway. Or I told him not come on Shabbos, the landscaper, and he did it anyway. So, says the Mishnah Berurah.
So you think it's a kavod chomer to metal?
Here's Ein Lachush, right? Bal Korcho, look at Chav Beis. Ratzalem Shavar Al Tanoi. He didn't list the condition Shisnima Mikaidim. Okay, Ein Lachush, Lazed, Dainu Shein Sarach, Afilu Limchois Loi, Oid, Be'esh Oi Samalocha. I made up with him not to come, and he came anyway, I don't have to stop him. People don't know that he made up with him. You have to stop the guy. You have to tell him he can't work here anymore. You don't have to pay him to get off your property. You don't have to pay him to get him to stop working. Once you made up with him, he shouldn't come on Shabbos, and he came anyway. And you say, listen, I don't want you to stay today. And they say, listen, we're going to charge you extra. So on that, says the Yerabba, you don't have to pay him extra. In that case, you would have to lose money.
So I'm holding my question. That's on the regular dinner. Now, so that's the chilk. You have to be masna. Were you masna before now? Now, what about on the skum of the chayol? But if I wasn't masna, it's 100% kabonis b'cholo and kulo. And he comes on Shabbos. Do I have to lose money for that chumra of the chayyim?
Right. So here, do you see the Lamais and the Magen Avraham is only arguing. You have the Rama, right? The Rama says mutter, and these Achrenim all arguing because it's melech is mechuber and so the beferhesia. Now, beferhesia. Lemaisa, this car is also befehesia, right?
I mean, come down.
I am Beli Rabish. Did the metalkalim bebeis Yisrael dinay kikarka chafay in the Sharetzion. So to fix your car, if you want to be a good Jew, you should tell him, don't do it today, and I'll even if he'll charge you.
Even on the chayyim.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I hear it now. I'm not arguing.
Yeah.
Unless you were magnet, then for sure you're not. Then you can. It's pastor.
Oh, he's. No, I'm telling you, you are master.
No, doesn't he say? Wait a second. If you made it, you call Malcolm Nearsha, Insur, Hutel, and Moskadeshi, so Kevin Shibakan hit them with Kilo, the Nearsha.
Right.
I shall show the Lohis, then the Kila ain't died the Malcolm. It's only Lohis. If you're master, you don't have to lose money. Even in the main halak, forget about the Chayot. If I tell
the
guy, don't come on Shabbos.
Oh, yeah, so that's in that case. Yeah, yeah. No, normally, our case is you told him to just do the job, right. And then he shows up. Yeah.
So it's to remember to do that, right?
Right. And don't come. Yeah.
And show him
like when you hire the lawn guy, you should tell him, don't come on Shabbos.
Right. The problem is you told him don't come on Shabbos. I mean, you forgot. Oh, I forgot to tell him the Yom Tov schedule when it comes out. Right? So he's been coming every Tuesday, every week, every 2 weeks. So, oh, now it's Yom Tov. What do?
So you didn't tell him.
Then. You didn't make up a thing. You should send him away. Yeah, make her a din. It's mutter. Everybody knows they come on.
Charge, even because that's your $20 for the week. He won't do that because it's his business. But still, even if he did, could be
a bet.
Yeah, yeah. It's best to send him away, and even in that case, yeah.
And even on the
yeah. Lamaisa, because this Marasayin is the Marasayin. There's the first of all that people will think that, you know, you did tell him to come today. Then they'll think that they're also allowed to do it because they're not doing the work. I mean, Lakham is a very unknown and shady issue for a lot of people, and therefore it certainly is better for those that know it to be machmer on all accounts.
The township comes and starts cutting a tree.
Ah, right.
What do you do? Does this have to be on Yom Tov?
Ah, they came on Yom Tov. The township comes, cuts the trees on Yom Tov.
The township, I think, that's clear. It's not. They're not working for you, right? They're, no, they're working for their own.
Right.
That's the township.
Right.
You can't tell the township they don't work for you. Everybody knows the township is not hired by you.
I told them.
Actually, I didn't read race design, but isn't there something with mailmen like that if they work for the mailman? If they work for the.
Yeah. Oh, that's similar. So I'm similar to this far. Everybody knows that the. The postal service, they work. So they work for the government, and they're not private. You don't hire them privately. Okay. Ad kedei kach, this halacha that when they're doing it on your premises, it's usher. The Taz quotes in Reish Mem Dalet, Taz quotes a Rabbeinu Simcha, a Rishain, that says that even a shivcha bebeis Yisrael, you have your own housekeeper. Right, she's sort of minding her own business, but doing malacha. If she's doing malacha in your house, that is aser. Why? Because people will think that she's doing your work. Okay, so obviously they have to qualify that, as the Mishnah Berurah does here in Reish Mem Dalet, Sivkaton Lamed. Right, but for example, let's say she's mending a dress on Shabbos in your house. Right, so you have a problem with Avisha Milsa, if there's a sewing machine, but let's say she's just sewing with a needle. A needle and thread. There's no noise going on, but people will think that she's doing your work. Now, it could be it's her own dress. Says the Taz, B'Shem Re'an Simcha, that also is Aser. That also is a why? Because people will think that she's doing your work. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkaton Lamed, in the middle of the Mishnah Berurah, V'ayim B'Taz. You have that? Reish Mem Dalet, Sivkaton Lamed. Ma'ayim b'tah Sivkaton Aleph. The Meivu b'sherem ben Sivcha. Du oyser la Shivcha filu lasis meleches atzma bebeis ba'aleha. She's doing her own work. Really, it's her own dress that she's fixing. That is also usher v'atam mishum harayim, because people who will see this shalom yomer malachas shayshol he oisi, she's doing the Jews' work. Well, your rabbi heavy b'shem say v'atum malachas atzmas mutter v'day deshigam reisim uvein lazayin shemadvar by primigodin yishu dvei taz l'maisin b'primigodin b'shmura passing like this taz v'ayim b'say v'chayi adam v'lasaken hashivcha b'gdeha v'kuli alma mutter b'beis b'al abayis. Why? Shehu nikar shemalachas atzmas. Now, that seems like he was just saying to himself. So you obviously have to qualify it, that it depends. If it's something that's clear that she's doing her own work, for example, she's sitting in the family room and she's watching television, right? Now, is she doing it for the Jew? He said, can you make sure you watch that thing and tell me what happens after? No, she's doing it. Oh, so maybe that, if that's stock, you mean you have the guy turned on? Do you want to watch? Don't you want to watch it? Oh, no. What? She doesn't know what football is. She doesn't know. So maybe that's not a good example. Okay, look at another example.
What's this television she's talking about?
I didn't mean. No, wasn't that. Not television, telephone, that's what it is. She's talking on the telephone. Yeah. So if she's talking on the telephone, she's having an old conversation, even though she's doing malacha, obviously that's not included in this Rabbeinu Simcha, that that's also to do, because that's clear, that's her own work. I mean, she's doing something for herself. But let's say she wants to put up a pot of coffee. So she's cooking the Beis Yisrael. It's in the kitchen of the Yid. Is that mutter or not? So here's not so simple. Here's I found a machlekes hapaiskim whether that will be mutter. On the one hand, it's you could say, listen, you know, she has to eat also. She's allowed to brew up a cup of coffee for herself, so she will be mutter. It's not necessarily people all of a sudden. Oh, she's doing it for the Jew. The Jew, the Baal Bayis told her to put up coffee. She's doing it for herself. Others say that no, since it's something that would also be done for the Baal Bayis, then it would be aser. So you have certainly things that it's clear she's doing it for herself, Okay? Again, I would have thought that watching television, she's doing it for herself. She's just sitting and doing, minding her own business, doing her own entertainment.
It's her television.
And it's, of course, it's her television, obviously. And talking on the telephone, things like that. Like the Mishmura says, if she's sewing her own dress, right? I know she's sewing her own dress. It's clear that it's her...
Her own pants.
So how do you know it's a...
You can't belong to anybody in the house. No, what woman's wearing pants, female pants in that.
Well, maybe it's the Balabaises.
But if he's they're pants that are the over a little silver.
I mean, the female pants.
This is looking very risque here today.
You know, the Ger Rebbe, I believe it's the, no, it was the, I think it was the Kutzke, yeah, the Ger Rebbe Kutzke. I think the Kutzke said like this, that Eliezer gave, he gave Eliezer took out, he gave her, what?
Kesef
Ubegodim. So he asked, how did he know what size she is? He long brought on begotten. What did I say? How did he know?
Hey, cowboys,
so he said, and he wasn't giving her a say. He was taking out begotten. He says, listen, these are the type of begotten we wear back in Avram's house. So it's clear you see if it's the shivchus the begotten or not. That's very clear.
I mean, the type of clothing that they have back then.
24 hour help for somebody who's disabled in the house. It's very shy.
Absolutely, it's very shy. Yeah. On a serious note, that's tremendous. Even so, again, if they're doing work which can be misconstrued by people looking as if it was the Jew's work, it'll be usher. It has to be clear that she's doing something that is only for herself. That's why I say cooking up a cup of coffee, maybe consider
cobbling.
No, even cobbling.
No, but cobbling, you're getting it in just into the chumra of the chayav, which I agree is the thing, but it's different. He's saying this lady is a skir yom for sure. All the halachas that apply to a shift is a skir yom for sure. It's not a cobbling.
I don't think it makes a difference. Like, this halakh doesn't make a difference.
Then why do you need the chayyalim at all? No, it's not chumra you're saying, it's the mikra din.
Why?
The chayyalim said that where 100% everybody knows the person is a kablan, it's still usher for the guy to do it now. So according to what you're saying now, it's usher because it's the same thing as shivcha.
Yeah, but what the kablan is doing, he's doing it for you. Even though everybody knows he's a kablan, he's doing it for you, but she's making coffee.
Mm-hmm.
The point is, it's not clear that she's doing it for you.
Right, right. As a matter of fact, she's doing it for herself. But she's doing it for herself in this case. But the Taz is saying, but Afal became this Maris Ayin that she's going to be doing,
but
that she's doing it for the.
Doing it with Ayin and she comes doing.
Right, that's why Maker Ayin is also Mutter for a different reason.
Right,
but there's still the Maris Ayin. So
right, that's
why. Why is that a steer to have the Maris, both Maris case and Maris sign?
If the person is a steer young, we're going to be much, much, much more machmir on all these things than if he's a kabbalah. Kabbalah, you have to come on to a chumra of the chayyadim. This is all mikra din by a steer. Meaning a kabbalah, if there was no chayyadim, I could walk into my house and fix my pipes.
Right. That's really just mechubar.
You could walk into my house and sew.
Right, but still, the shivcha. It could be a shivcha we have. If someone has a housekeeper, it could be it's a kablan, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, Ramesh differentiates what type of, if you're talking about like it's a living. Someone who has, if would have a certain amount. Could be. Because he has two different sifhei.
It's like, do everything. That's not a
scary. Yeah, but if she's hired by to do everything, right?
Do whatever we tell you. Do anything.
But she has. Yeah.
No. For you, are you saying that? Hello?
Yeah. Because she works. She's a regular housekeeper, right? She works a full day or a full week at a time, right? So it's not like I have her per hour and then she has to do whatever there. She has certain jobs she has to do. She has to do the cleaning, and she has to do laundry, and she has, that's a mishifcha also. She has to do laundry. She has to do, even though she has a day off. We'll see, that's where we get into it. But if she has a day off, but she wants to do it on Shabbos instead of her day off. Yeah.
This Marisayan by the shiftlet, there's nobody else in the house, it's just the family there.
Uh huh. Yeah.
So that's only if you have people.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a conceptual Marisayan.
Correct.
So who's.
Yeah. Correct.
Making two things equivalent, which sounded to me like they weren't. When a kabbalah is doing work that you told him to do, he's doing it for himself. But that's not the same. Yeah, I thought it sounded to me like it wasn't the same as the shifka making the coffee for herself.
But once again, but you're right. But the kavan's doing work himself. So mikra did his mutter. Why was it also, says the chayodam? Because it's in my house. It seems that what?
Like I told him.
Also lemishte b'sir yoyim. It's also mitam the yoyim shet sivul as Shabbos. Because people will think that I told him to do it on Shabbos. That was the bottom line issue. Here the shifcha. Why is it mutter mikra din? It's mutter mikra din because she's doing the making the coffee for herself. But why would it be aser b'beis Yisrael? Again, because people think that she's doing it for me.
Right. And obviously, either. You can't overlap if she's a Sfiyam. I'm giving in. I mean, but if someone's a Sfiyam, you can't just learn halachos from Sfiyam to Kabbalah to Kabbalah to Sfiyam. They're on two different tracks, totally.
On I agree with you on a Meikar Adin level, but on a Maris Ayin level, it could be there's no difference.
Well, that's what the Chayyim is saying.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. You could have a shayla. If what happens if the shifcha, this house here has her own room? So till now we're talking about she's doing work, but on the premises of the balabais in the area where the balabais would also be, where she could also be found. But let's say she has her own room. So here already it could be more makel. She has her own room, and everybody knows this is the maid's room. And she's doing malach over there, even though she's, let's say, sewing a garment, which if someone would come in, you know, and think, oh, maybe she's sewing it for the Jew, once it's her own room and it's all nikra al shema, then it'll be mutter. So again, just to summarize, we have kablonus is mutter mikra din, kablonus betolush, you can give in a car to a mechanic, you can give in a kalim lekebis, given to the laundromat, the cleaners, you give in a garment, it's mutter mikra din. Condition number one, it has to be is, nowadays always cuts out, so you already made up the price. But another condition in the checklist, you have to make sure it is not done b'beis Yisrael, has to be on his premises. We had a shiloh, what would be if it's out in the open? Right? So the Bialocha just said, well, if it's not your dua that it's the Jews, then it'll be mutter. And he says, could be the grow agrees with that also. Right? Now, we have to talk about that case. What happens if it is mefursim as the Jews? Because it's clearly marked on the car that it's the Jews. Right? So in that case, we would have to say, well, it depends. Do people know that normally a mechanic works as kablonis, and therefore they won't assume that I told him to do it, but rather sadaiti the nafshe. And as they know that he has a line of cars, first come, first serve, and he's only getting to the Jew's car on Shabbos only because that's when he got to it. Do we have to be concerned? Yeah, but maybe the Jew told him, you better finish it on Shabbos, because I need it right after Shabbos. So would it be Maris sign in that case? Would he have Maris sign in that case? In other words, you pass by then, you see it's your car he's working on, and it's clear that it's a Jew's car.
That's only in the house, according to
that. What, they have to be Meicha?
Yeah, no. Oh. That if a Kabbalah does work, that what the Chayyim says, the Kabbalah does work, and in the house of the Jew.
Yeah, yeah.
That's us, or anyway, it's only in the house of the Jew.
Yeah. I'm not talking about it as a Jew. We're doing it. It's malacha b'farhesia.
So then the Chayyim doesn't apply. That's what I'm saying. Chayyim
doesn't apply, but
so it's 100%. Everyone knows that it's a Kabbalah. Right, 100%. Then
you. No,
again, why don't you have Meir sign?
Why?
It's only because Ein Makirin, the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch and Reish Mem Dalas if Aleph was b'medvarim b'tzinish Ein Makir Makol shezu amalach anaz b'shabes shal Yisraeli. But if you do it for semes osir shaharoya esini aisik ain yadeh shekotzatz, and he'll say that you hired the Jew. So you would have to come on to a different editor. No, but everybody knows nowadays that mechanics are done al yedei kablonis. So that will be the editor. You have to come on to that editor. Yeah.
No, but the shadows, on the one hand, you have... If he comes to your house, if you made a mitzvah not to do it on Shabbos, right?
Mm-hmm. That's if you're a masnah.
Right.
But in this case, you're not masnah.
You say, I just need it done.
Yeah.
Shadows, it would be awesome to take your car a minute before Shabbos, right? On the way to shul, I'm going to drop my car to mechanic and tell him I want it right after Shabbos. That's clearly I'm awesome.
Right.
Yeah, but that's for a different reason.
No, but then
that's not Maris Ayin. That's a Samikra Din.
No. Yeah. So is there Maris Ayin? If it's your dua, if it's important that it's your vehicle, right? Your car, you have your menorah, you have whatever you have on the car. Says you know, don't speak Lashon Hara, right? Put the brakes Lashon Hara, right? So whatever it is, and they see that in the garage on Shabbos, right? So you weren't master,
right?
It's before somebody's yours,
mm-hmm.
And here, so there's Maris Ayin. Somebody doesn't know necessarily you brought it to him with enough time for Shabbos,
right?
That didn't have,
so that's this shaila.
So lecher, that could be also.
Yeah, that's the shaila. So again, the only heter would be is that if you have to assume that everybody knows it's pakablonus. But as we'll see, the next point
is not much if you bring it right for
Shabbos. If you kavel malakta, so that's the thing.
Right.
Will there be a maris ayin now on kavel malakta b'Shabbos? Okay, so let's talk about kavel malakta b'Shabbos. So again, even though it's kablonis, it would be mutter talush, and it's not the base Yisrael, so then you're okay. The base Yisrael, we said, even if the mamish doing their own work, it's also aser. Now we have a case that if you kavel malakta b'Shabbos, and this we have also reishon and beis. We really saw this already. Reishon and beis siv. And here we'll see, it's, there's this one, the Magen Avraham, it's a little tricky in Reish Mem Dalet. But here you have in Sif Beis, in the Reish Nun Beis, you're allowed to give in your Kelim L'Kaimis, V'hu Shalo Yomer Lo Laseis B'Shabbos. That became, you told them to do it on Shabbos. Now that's a clear case. You go, you gave in your suit to the cleaners. You say, listen, I need it done by the end of Shabbos. Why? Because I need to wear this suit. Let's assume, let's say on Matzei Shabbos. We're talking about the case of, let's say I need to wear the suit on Monday and the closed on Sunday. But I need to wear it on Matzei Shabbos. I need it ready after Shabbos. That's also Mikra Din. Says the Mishabura, Tazayin, Lasis B'Shabbos, V'chein, Im Omar L'Kaybis, Re'ei Shanit Tzarech Lahem L'Matzei Shabbos. Kigrein Shereitz Alitzim Yad, Matzei Shabbos, Gamkein Osir, Afilu B'Kotzatz. Kotzatz, he's a kablon, he's only getting paid by the job. I died to the Rav Shet, yeah. But when he kavela malach to be Shabbos, right, this is a case we've been speaking about. That's also here, it's clear. The kimushi yevshel gomrei elam kenyaz be Shabbos, havale kiloime beferish yichabes be Shabbos vahave kishluchoi. That's also.
Even if it's indirectly, that's what
it means. It means even if you're not saying do it on Shabbos, you're saying I need this right after Shabbos, it's also also. You're telling him before Shabbos?
If there's enough time
right.
For Shabbos, it's not a problem.
What?
If there's enough time to do the block there of Shabbos, then it's not a problem. That was my question on the line. If there was no line, I brought it in Friday morning in the car. And it's says it's a 3-hour job.
Correct.
There's no problem.
Right.
Saying that I need it to look at Shabbos.
Right, right. Yeah. So that's clear. It's the other place also in Reish Mem Zayin. Reish Mem Zayin also, you see this halacha, Reish Mem Zayin Sif Aleph. Shaleach Adam Igeres Biyad and Yehudi Vafilo Berav Shabbos Mechashecha. You could send a letter with a shliach. Vehu shekotzes leidomim. Right, it's again. It's kablonos. Uvelvach shaloyem aloi sheyelech b'Shabbos. You can't tell him you should go on Shabbos. And the same thing the Mishabura brings in Sifkon Dalid. Behu adin shaloyem aloi reeshet tehei shom b'yom aleph b'yom beis. Right, so this is where you get into the problem of mailing a package on Erev Shabbos. Right, you want to mail it overnight. You want a 1-day mail. You go to FedEx, right, or UPS or the post office, and you go on Friday and you say, "I need this there by tomorrow." Right, or you need it there by, let's say, my Monday morning. Let's assume that it's the same case. So what's the problem here? Right, I didn't tell him to go on Shabbos, and it's Kitzkotzatz, I died to the Nafshan, I'm paying for the job. But since you said, listen, see to it that I need it there by Yom Aleph or Yom Beis, v'yadu ha-shi'ef shel Eliyah Shom Elam ken yeh le-b'Shabbos, da'av le-kilu amar le-lech b'Shabbos. And that's Aser. That's clear. Right? That's clear to give in a package on Friday to FedEx, or even on Thursday, but you know it takes it's 2-day mail, so they're going to have to get it there on Shabbos, have to work on Shabbos. It's clear you're telling them to do it on Shabbos. And that'll be awesome.
Well,
I could.
There's no promise that they're
going to. Oh, they always say there's no promise.
But if I mail something on Friday with the knowledge that because mail, I want it there on Monday, with the knowledge that it's going to be moving on Shabbos.
No problem.
That's not a problem.
Not a problem.
Because
I never told them.
Okay, and if the Kove says automatic 24-hour service, I drop it off Friday afternoon. I know it's going to be ready Motzei Shabbos.
No problem.
No problem.
No problem.
So it's just
because I have kablonus. It's a base Goy, it's not a base Yisrael, and I never told him to do it on Shabbos. So even though I know, even though, you know what, he told me, he said, you know what, I have nobody else here, you're the only guy who brought this in, I'm going to be doing it, you know, tomorrow.
Now what's the difference if I do a FedEx and I want it for 2-day delivery? I want it there on Monday. So I said, FedEx, 2-day delivery, so I travel on Friday, Shabbos, and get there on Monday. Why is that a problem?
Because if I told him to get it there by Monday, right, that's why you're doing it at FedEx.
Because I'm 2-day delivery.
So I mean, I told him, in effect, I told him, do it on Shabbos, right? That's the whole difference. Because, and that's what he says. He says, when you told him to do it on Shabbos, that's considered as if he's doing the Melacha Shei Yisrael. That changes.
If you brought it in, right? You said to the guy, look, I'll take the 3-to-7-day delivery, right? So even though you know they're just going to put it in the same truck, it's going to be there on Monday.
Okay.
You know that.
That'll
because
be
you didn't
okay.
tell him to do it that way.
What about on an overnight thing? Somehow I can't find it. Overnight thing where if I give it to him right before Shabbos, but I want it delivered, not overnight, but it has to be delivered Sunday morning. And if they really want to work hard, the post office guys, they could do it starting exactly at Motzei Shabbos and get it there on time. Is that much, even though normally nobody would do so?
Yes.
Somewhere that's discussed.
Yes, in Reish Mem Dalid, let's see that case. If you look at Reish Mem Dalid, Sifhei, Reish Mem Dalid Sifhei, so the case in the Zohar Aruch is talking about even Machlekes, the Rambam and the Raivad, about the stipulation with a Shifcha that has to do, or a worker that does all my sewing, all my writing, and what din that worker has. But if you look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkadin Chav Dalid. He has his personal scribe, he has his personal tailor. Whenever this official has to have something written, this scribe has to write. If you doesn't need him, he never told him to do it. You can do it the next day. I'll read it slow when we get to what's neged to us. Avlim sachra lereg leitamid b'shana zu. He always has to work. Oy luchtav leitamid. He always has to be writing. Afla harambam. It will be also luchtav leb'shabbos. Afshim daglo bebit leizayam yukamakum. Harim marviach yisabas yosai. Because if he does it today, he'll be free tomorrow to do more. That's when he has no time off. Umeataz mashma. The gam mechiyai gavno choshu loramam kablonus. Why? Kiven sheni makbir alavim yivatel eze yoyim. Tom, obviously, I don't care, he doesn't have to work 24/7, and he can take some time off, so therefore if he just, when he has time, he does it. And this is the one of the svaras similar that you have, let's say, a housekeeper, a live-in maid. Well, again, she works, let's say, from Monday morning through Motzei Shabbos, and then Sunday she has off. Sunday she can do whatever she wants, and she has certain tasks that she has to do, certain jobs she has to do. So if she decides, let's say she wants to leave a Motzei Shabbos early, she decides, you know, she's going to wash all the dishes. Right? Again, we're not talking about just someone you hired for a few hours, and then she's doing the dishes. And without, which I don't need anymore, that's a problem of Amir La'akum. But this is someone who her job is to wash all the dishes. That's what she, her job. Now she could do it tonight, she could do it tomorrow, or she decides, you know what, I have time now on Shabbos, I'll do it now, get it out of the way, and then I'll be off on Matzei Shabbos. That will be mutter, because there's no hakpada, kimen shei nei makbar alav imivat leizayim, she has off tomorrow. The imhu makbar alav shalo yeshiv eizayim batl, if you have this worker, and she's working all the time, right? So I'll have more work for her on Matzai Shabbos, I'll have more work for her on Sunday morning. That'll be also the Kuli Alma. The Havak Ilu Tseveyu Latzavil Tseveyu Latzis B'yayim HaShabbos. So that's clear. You have someone mamish 24/7, but you could have that. Then that'll be also for her to Melach HaShabbos. Oid Kasavatav. Dim Sachr Ligmar Sefer Oid Begatei Chayzez Man Havak Makbin. If you say I need it done by a certain time, like in this case we're telling with the FedEx, that'll also be also. V'hayne B'shiyadua D'yev Shaligmar Emlei Shiyatze B'Shabbos. That means they have to do it on Shabbos. The gam of Av Shim Yenas Atzmai V'yeshev B'layla Yuchal Ligmar B'chol. Let's say even if they would, let's say, push themselves and they would work all night, they can get it done. All right, let's say you have a mechanic. You know, they're open on Sunday morning. They're open Sunday morning. But they close at 5 o'clock every day. So in today's day, it's a winter Shabbos. So Matzei Shabbos, they're not working. I give them on Friday, right? And I say, I want to pick it up on Sunday morning. And I know that means that they're going to have to do it on Matzei Shabbos. Right? So it could be very common case on Shabbos, right? I mean, I give it to them on Friday. And they say, you know, we don't have time to do it now, but we'll have time tomorrow. And they really, they could do it also tomorrow night, because I don't want it till Sunday morning. Is that mutter? Says the Prima Gadim Avim Yenish V'yesh B'lai L'yuchalimur Avim B'kein Havale K'mit Tzavaloi La'asoyz B'Shabbos. So says the Prima Gadim Neged Oye Rabbe.
How do you pass? You're saying
lechumra
in all these cases.
No. So in this case, right? In this case, it's usher, right? And what happens is a different case.
So why is it usher? Why can't we pass like Eli Rab in the Shas?
So you have the Eli Rab to Maisa. There's the Taz, the Primi Godim, the Mishtabura seems to be seisim like the Primi Godim. You're saying, let's say B'Shas Adchak, a person. I'll give you a case in Eretz Yisrael is more common. You have a taxi driver. If his car breaks down, his parnasa, every hour he doesn't have his car, it's mamish money being lost. So he gives Friday afternoon, he gives it into to an Arab mechanic, and the mechanic knows he needs it back Matzei Shabbos. He wants to start his ruling on Matzei Shabbos. So is that considered like Hevei Lamach to be Shabbos? So there's one other svara. All right, let's say he says, I'm not going to get a bunch of Shabbos, I need a Sunday morning. Let's say he doesn't work at night, he works in the morning. So also, according to this, we're saying that he's telling the guy to do it on Shabbos. Why? Because he doesn't work on Matzei Shabbos. So there's one other svara. So you want to say, here you have the Eli Rabba. So maybe, maybe you have the Eli Rabba to rely on. It will be a hafsid for him if he doesn't get it back Sunday. Right, you lose out on a half a day of work. There's another svara also, if this is a mechanic that he's accustomed to, you could say, this is a svara that the Sefer Melachim Amnayach from Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein brings the Sefer on Amir La'akum. He says, you could say a svara that this mechanic wants the guy to come back to him again and again. He wants to sort of build up a customer base. He wants to have a loyal customer. So you could say there's also an added element of Adaita Denavshei by this mechanic. So in that case, I think you would have good svara lahakam. Number one, you have the Eli Rabba. Number two, maybe it's adaita denafshe even. So that's in that particular case. But let's say it's not a hefsid moment.
So you say it wouldn't apply by FedEx, where I could have that. You say that if they really wanted to the post office, they could say it. But it would apply where there's a hefsid merubah. What if the FedEx was a hefsid merubah? Then it would apply.
Oh, so let's actually, it's good you brought it up. I meant to mention something you mentioned about FedEx. FedEx, you have another heter, and that's from the Chassam Sefer, which the Bir Alacha quotes. Again, what would be the problem with sending something FedEx if you want to do it, let's say, overnight? You want to do it two day, and it's you know, you have to do it on Shabbos, even though it's a kablonus, it's tolish, it's not b'beis Yisrael, but it's kaveh l'malach de b'shabbos. You tell them to do it on Shabbos. So the heter, you have another heter, if it's a hefsid mammon, you have a heter of it's amira la amira. Amir la Amira, it doesn't mean that if you have Jack and Joe standing, you say, Jack, could you tell Joe to... It depends. If Joe is really not that bright, he doesn't even realize, maybe he could. But the Amir la Amira means that when I tell Jack to go do something, and he's going to then tell Joe, so Joe has no shaykhis to me. So since you're one step removed, the svara of Amir la'akum is already diminished somewhat, because I don't have him as my shliach. Joe's not my shliach, Joe is Jack's shliach. That's the svara. So the Chassam Sefer says that b'makom hefsi can be makel. So by FedEx is always like that. Why? Because I give it to the clerk. The clerk's not the one who's going to end up doing the malacha. He's going to have somebody else doing it. Probably several other people by the time it gets done. So you have Amir la'amir, and certainly in that case, so it's a very, very important paper, so there's a bill that you have to send in,
b'chulu. They're picking up in my office at 4:35, and Shabbos is 4:40. He's my shliach, the driver. I couldn't do that. He's not going to get to the depot before.
Right. And you made it for the one day that you has to work on Shabbos. That's right.
But if you set with him to come at 3 or 1, it shows up.
Yeah, that's always when you have enough time. If you set with enough time, it's always.
It's only when I'm basically that's when you have to wait for Shabbos.
But if he came beforehand.
Yeah, right.
Well, that's partial, but what if you said 1 o'clock, so you were master that it should be 1 o'clock. He didn't say, don't
come 1 o'clock every
and
day.
He comes at 4:35 now. So
I think it'll still be Mutter.
Here.
Right?
Wait. The pickup is always at 5.
But where's it picking up from?
From the box in your office building.
Oh, so then it's already out of your rishus. Right. So they could come earlier. Guy could drive by, pick up, and just come back again later.
Probably going to take it from you, Mamish.
Yeah, I mean, that's already like...
That's
are you talking about something that we want to do overnight?
Yeah.
And it's not to putting a mail in a letter, an envelope into the mailbox, even though they come only a certain time, because that's the whole thing is that night to nafshay. But here you're overnighting. Oh, so you're telling him to overnight it.
Yeah,
so why should that be mutter?
Right. That's
no, I don't think that would be mutter. Again, unless you have this hefsid, where it's an amir la amira. Okay, it's a bemakam hefsid. If there's a hefsid moment, then amir la amira would help.
Yeah. Just to clarify, when on there amir works.
And if it's Monday delivery.
You said it for Monday delivery, yeah?
I know, it's going on.
As long as it goes in, it should be done on Sunday.
Oh, so here's a different hat. That's a big shaila. Here in America, a big shaila is, which they didn't have in the times of the Mishnah Berurah. The Prima Gadim's case was, well, what if they could push themselves and work through the night? So that the Prima Gadim doesn't want to be Mekel, tell your Rab is Mekel. But what about Sunday? Right? No one works on Sunday. Right, they'll work on Shabbos, and they'll say, listen, Sunday I'm not working, but I can get it done by Shabbos. And I don't need a tack on Sunday, I first need it on Monday morning. So what about that case? So here, Lamaisa, you have, could be even the Prima Gadim would make it. Why? This is Rabbi Felder, Shmuel Felder said this, that Prima Gadim says to work at night, which is an abnormal time for people to work, right? Everybody, you work during the day, you're off at night, you need a break. Sunday, it's not shot because you can't work on Sunday, even though, I understand, people think it's like it's usher to work. It's just that everybody wants a day off, right? But they decided to take their day off on Sunday instead of on Shabbos. They could just reverse that. They could work on Sunday instead of Shabbos. So that already is all within the gather of Adaita Denafshe. You have that Svara Kubit of Megadim, and then there are two Chuvas in Ramosha that indeed says pretty clearly that if it's a Sunday issue, that you're asking him to do it, that they have to do it on Shabbos instead of Sunday, that he's also Mekel based on the fact that that's a Daita D'Nafshei. Because he decided to work on Shabbos instead of Sunday.
Especially if you have the El Yerab.
And you have the El Yerab that argues even by the Prima Gadim. In that case, if it's Sunday, you certainly would be Mekel. Yeah. Okay.